Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an internet.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Healing House Radio. Dr. Eileen is in Ghana, so she's not in the studio today. With us in the studio, we have her guest, Norbith Granato. Norbith is her teacher, her mentor, and more important, her chosen brother and friend. Norbith?
Oh, thank you, Kaina. It was very kind of you to mention and bring it that way. Hello, everybody out there. Thank you very much for joining us on Eileen's wonderful show, Healing House Radio. And we got a couple of interesting topics for you today. Before I get into all of that right now, I just want to say thank you, Kaina, who sometimes doesn't get appreciated like I think she should, for all the work and hard stuff that you do over there to make all of this part of it possible. Because without that, we really wouldn't know what the heck we're doing. From our computers to our producer to our engineer to everything else in between, that's our dear friend Kaina. So thank you. All right, so everybody out there, oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day it is. And if you don't think so, wait a little while. Things are about to change. So here we go. Let's get right on in there, and let's start talking about a few things real quick. So the first thing that I'd like to talk about is really what's been on the news lately. I'm a big follower of the Olympics. I adore the Olympics. I've been around the Olympics. I have followed it since I was a youngster all the way up until now into the present and stuff. And that's always a sweet thing. I just love the whole idea of it. And I'm not really big on the competition part and the whole silver gold medal thing. Yeah, whatever. I really just like the spectacle of it and the enjoyment of watching people performing at that high level. And what a wonderful thing that is. But it's unfortunate that this year, you know, and I'm sure it's happened at other times, but in particular this year, everything that's going on with Russia and, you know, this invasion and Ukraine and, you know, their governments and stuff and what has been happening over there has kind of put a little bit of a dark cloud around all that transpired during that Olympics. And then now with what has been going on in Ukraine and with Putin, you know, invading and, well, kind of invading sort of, but, you know, or not, in this weird kind of situation that they're all in, it's really come to my mind that there's some good energy that needs to be sent out there, folks. It really, really does. You know, there's really a place where we have to hold in our hearts and in our minds a possible future for all of this to come out in a beautiful and kind way, and that all this evil kind of thinking that's been out there, this thinking that takes us into a shadowy kind of place, you know, is not something we need to be holding in our minds. We need to consider holding a better outcome, you know, an outcome where there can be peace and there can be prosperity for everybody, and we can all get along in a beautiful and wonderful way, you know, regardless of what sides you're on all of this. Everybody, you know, as they tell me, everybody loves their moms, right? And so by that statement, what I mean is that, you know, we're all just people, every one of us. And, you know, we all do the best we can in this world to try to survive it and to take care of our kids and our loved ones and to do all the things that we need to, especially here, you know, where we're at. And the same is true everywhere else in the world. You know, people are looking for that same kind of if you can, you know, courtesy, respect, and kindness. It goes so much further than, you know, using weapons of war. And I spent 14 years in the Army, and a few of those missions that I was on were in combat missions, and so I'm aware of some of the destruction that goes on out there, you know, at even at that low level. And I, you know, I got to tell you, it's better to be at peace. It's better to find that place in our hearts to not bring about war, to not bring about conflict, to not go there, you know, to find a place where we can all be taken care of, where we can all realize that we're all children on this planet, And we're trying to do the best we can with what we have. And it's important to really hold that in our hearts. And maybe we can extend that thought not just to foreign countries, but here in our own country, you know, here in the United States. I mean, can people hold a good place for an outcome that is positive for all people here in this beautiful country, and for our country to eventually, you know, stand up as the world leader that it's supposed to be? And by world leader, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, from our military perspective, but I'm talking about a world leader that is leading in education, is leading in caring for others, that is a literate nation, that is a nation that wants to succeed, that is helping its people to grow and to prosper. You know, certainly we've gone through one heck of a recession, and many would say that, heck, we're still in it right now. And sure, that may be even true, you know, and there's some truth to that. But the fact of the matter is that all of those things that we're going through, in some sense, is just an illusion, you know. Because quite frankly, it's not like the money that was out there before there was a recession isn't out there. It's still there. All of that is still there. It's just the way that it is flowing. You know, it's kind of a restriction. Sort of think of it as a pipe in your house, you know, in your plumbing, that's gotten kind of clogged, you know. And so what we got to do with our prayers and with our manifestation and the way that we hold things, we have to unclog that pipe, you know. We need to get that energy to flow, that energy of kindness, that energy of caring, and that energy of love and prosperity to all beings, all people, everywhere, so that, you know, we can ultimately really bring about this wonderful world that many of us have been envisioning, where we can all get along, as my friend Rodney King once said, can we all just get along? Well, he was so true in that statement, you know, so true in that. We should all try to get along. We should all work from that perspective. It brings about so many other positive possibilities in the world when we work from a place of kindness in our heart, when we work from that place of compassion, as His Holiness the Dalai Lama has talked about so many times. Having compassion is the key to be able to evolve to that higher state of being. And that's really, really key for each and every one of us. Also, you know, it's important to remember that compassion has to also go to you the individual, you yourself. You know, always have compassion for yourself. Always talk kindly about yourself. Don't hold hard thoughts about yourself. Because those hard thoughts that you hold about yourself and those hard ways of being that you may be projecting out into the world also influence how you are right here and now, you know. Other thing that comes to my mind, you know, that I want to remind people, and I have to remind myself of this one too, you know, is never watch any more news than you can pray for. Because I violated that a few times, you know, and it makes me feel kind of sad. I'm seeing things out there that are hard. I'm seeing things out there that are not as friendly as I'd like them to be. Oh, God, it can be kind of scary, you know, and it just kind of gets you in that way. And after a while, you start believing, oh, my gosh, maybe everything is really tough out there. Maybe everything is really evil out there, you know. Well, you got to remember that's a projection of what is going on in the media, not necessarily the truth. The real truth is, for every person out there doing something that is not necessarily nice or kind or whatever, there are hundreds of people that are stopping, helping a passerby, giving somebody on the street a little bit of their change, whatever, you know. I've seen stories left and right. You know, if you look on YouTube, you know, there's a lot of different little stories and little videos out there of people taking care, doing, you know, individual acts of kindness and stuff, you know. And so that kind of brings me to my topic today, you know, or my first of it. Is talking about kindness and how can we be kinder in this world, and what can we do to actually manifest kindness towards ourselves, you know? And that's an important piece right there. When was the last time that you did something for yourself that was completely kind, that was just completely from that place of your own heart, to love yourself, to take care of yourself, you know, to improve yourself? You know, when have you had time to really just sit down and just think about you for just a moment, you know? Because it's so easy to get wrapped up in all of these different political events that are going on there, the news stories, our kids, our lives, our jobs, our work, a parent, an elderly parent perhaps, someone else that we have to take care of. Oh, my gosh, it just goes on and on and on and on. It's a never-ending circle. But we have to at times just take a moment, catch our breath, breathe in, let it out, and say, you know, I think I'm going to take a moment for me. I'm going to take a moment for me. And it could be a simple thing, something like, oh, you know what, I'm going to forgive myself today, or I'm going to take care of myself today, you know? Or it could be something like, today I'm going to go out and I'm going to pamper myself, I'm going to get a beautiful massage, I'm going to go and have somebody, you know, maybe do my nails or whatever it is, however it is that you take care of yourself and makes you feel good about who you are. You deserve that. You deserve that. You know? You got to take that moment in your time to appreciate this life, because if you're not doing that and you're not appreciating your life, wow, you can see how that's going to bring about some real hard energy into you and how that's going to take you from the place where you could be to a place that is much harder, much, you know, that lower, that darker kind of place, you know, really weighs you down, really plays on you, works on your emotions. That's very much the truth there. You know? A lot of people have written about this. Many great authors that are out there that you can read about and you can explore. You know, one of the ones that I enjoy quite a bit is Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote The Four Agreements. Beautiful, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful work that he has done with that. I don't know if you all are familiar or not with the Four Agreements. But I found it to be just incredibly powerful and truthful in so many different ways, and as that worked in my life in just so many different ways that it's hard for me to even get my head around it, you know, sometimes, because it is a very, very powerful, powerful thing, you know. So for those of you who have not read Don Miguel Ruiz's work, let me kind of break it down for you real easily, you know. Basically, the Four Agreements talk about just these four little things, you know. The very first one is being impeccable with your word. And that pretty much is self-explanatory. You know, you got to speak with integrity. You know, say only the things that you really, really mean and avoid using words to speak against yourself or to gossip about other people, you know. Seems simple, doesn't it? But God, we just love that gossipy piece. Sometimes it can be hard not to gossip about somebody, you know. Somebody's talking about somebody. But, you know, at some point or another, you got to stop and you got to think, you know, would you like it very much if somebody was talking about you that way? I'd say you wouldn't. I'll bet you wouldn't. No way. You know, so being impeccable with your word. If you're going to promise somebody something, you know, carry through with it. And before you ever even make any kind of a promise or commitment or whatever, think to yourself, can I really do this? You know? Never speak against yourself. Never speak. I was just talking about that a minute ago, you know, and Don Ruiz has it right there. Never speak against yourself, you know? Don't be putting yourself down. Don't do that. Sometimes that's a way of being able to work with other people, or you're in a tight situation. Maybe you're around people you don't know. Some people fall back positions, just kind of make fun of themselves in some ways, or talk about themselves in a way that isn't, you know, necessarily empowering, let's say, you know. You got to avoid that. You know, let that go, because that's not really the truth. You're all wonderful beings, each and every one of you out there. You know, you just have to come into the realization that you are all manifestations of spirit, whether that is in the female or the divine male, divine female form, doesn't really matter. You are those spirits. You've come to this earth in that way. The other one is don't take anything personally. You know, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say or others do, their projections, that's their own business. That's their own stuff. It doesn't matter. If you go in and you take this stuff personally, you're going to make yourself crazy. You're going to make yourself suffer. And you don't need to be suffering. You know? A dear friend of mine used to say that there's enough suffering in the world. I have no reason whatsoever to add to it. And I think that if you adopt a philosophy that is like that, you know, that I think it could help you to project the true inner self that you are. That golden, beautiful, healing self that is a gift to the world. And within each and every one of us, there is that gift, that potential to be able to be something more than what we really project on a day-to-day basis. That we can transcend these common thoughts. That we can truly learn not to take anything personal. And that we can understand that all people on this planet are going through some kind of trial of their own. Each and every one of us are. Well, Be kinder to others. Hold that in a good way, you know, and don't take things personal, when, especially when it's coming to you from anger, it's coming to you from these other people, the influences that are out there. They don't matter. Remember, what you think of yourself is always more important than what other people think of you. What you think of yourself is far more important than what others think of you. Make that your reality. Make that your truth. And make sure that what you're thinking about yourself is a very kind and wonderful thought. Don't be holding those hard thoughts up in there, okay? Yeah. Number three is don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions. How many times do we find ourselves making an assumption about this, that, or the other, whatever it may be? I remember as a kid we used to talk about never judge a book by its cover. And, of course, that had, you know, other meanings to it, so forth and so on. But it is very, very true, you know. That is a place of making an assumption. You look at something, you decide this is how it's going to be. That is how that person is. That is how those people are, you know. And we shouldn't do that. It's not about that. Don't make assumptions, either about people, about situations, about your communication, about anything. You know, learn to communicate clearly with other people so you can avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. You know, if you learn to communicate clearly, you learn to understand what it is your wants, your needs are, and you know what they are, then you have no reason to have a misunderstanding with other people. All you got to do is learn to be able to communicate in such a way so that it's clarity is prevailing force around this. Clarity must be the superior way of communicating so that you don't have to have that kind of suffering in your life, you see? Many times it's because of our assumptions that there is misunderstandings, that there is arguments, that the families end up in so much trouble and so much pain and suffering because a simple thing like miscommunication or misunderstanding. You know, and misunderstandings come about from making assumptions. So avoid them. Don't make them. Have the courage to go right on in there and ask them, hey, what are you guys talking about? You know? So going hand in hand with all of this is courage, your inner courage. Your inner courage to be able to say the things that other people may not necessarily have the courage to say. Well, say them anyway, you know? Say them anyway. And lastly is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. You know that, okay? And we all know that that's true. There are times, you know, you're on top of the world. Everything is just working really awesome. Everything is just great. Oh, what a wonderful thing, huh? But there are some days where you just can't get any of it right, you know? It just doesn't happen. It just is really tough. It's just really, you know. But that does not excuse you from not doing your best. You still got to do the best you possibly can, even when you have those hard days, you know? Now, of course, this does not, you know, include days where you're going to be, you know, not feeling well. Maybe you got yourself a little cold or a flu or something going on there, you know, something's happening. In those days, you know, to do your best means to take care of yourself. You see? Yeah. So by doing your best, by looking at that and working from that perspective, you can avoid self-judgment. You can avoid self-abuse. And you can avoid regret, darn it. Who the heck wants to live with regret, right? Always do your best. Always do your best, you know. At least the best you can at that time. You know, and I want to add something to that, Don Ruiz did not really add there. But that's also, you know, when you do that, don't go into self-judgment about things, you know. Don't go into self-judgment about, oh, well, you know, it was my best, but I could have done better. You know, I did really, really good, but I've done better. Well, you know, that's not being kind to yourself, folks. That's not doing it. So we got to find that kindness within ourselves to be kind to ourselves, you know. Find that loving way. Love yourself. Take care of yourselves. Come from that perspective that is going to lift you up from those dark, shadowy kinds of places and take you into something that is far more beautiful. Something that is closer to in alignment with what your inner spiritual belief is. It's important to be able to do that, and I'll tell you why. It is with that kindness, it is with that gentleness, it is with that way of being that's going to allow you to be able to achieve that higher level of enlightenment. You see? A lot of people will tell you, all you got to do to achieve enlightenment is just meditate, only meditate. You must maintain a discipline of meditation. Okay, I'm not going to oppose that. I'm with that. But with the meditation and with these other things, byproduct of some of those things comes self-realization. And part of self-realization is realizing how much you got to start taking care of you too, you know? How many moments of our lives that turn into minutes and hours and days and weeks that we spend in service to everything and everyone around us? Well, how much time do we spend on us individually? How much time do we really spend taking care of the one vessel that we have been given to truly navigate this world with, right? And that is you, the individual. You know, if you don't take care of yourselves, you cannot take care of others. That's really the bottom line right there. By taking care of yourself, you enable others in many different ways. Just by seeing them, just by them seeing you, just by them seeing you and acting in that way changes their lives and gives them permission to also take care of themselves, you see? That's what is important about that. You know, that's what gives us all permission to be able to expand ourselves, to transcend the nonsense of this world, you know, the things that are going on out there. Yeah. Don Ruiz, The Four Agreements, also has several other different books, The Mastery of Love, so forth and so on. He's got a lot of great books. If you guys ever have a chance to pick up one of his books or just look him up online. Once again, as Don Miguel Ruiz, he's been around for quite a long time, doing all kinds of wonderful writings and things out there. I highly recommend his writings. And of course, there's various other different wonderful writers out there as well. Really, you know, it doesn't matter what you end up going with. You know, find a place or find a system or find something that works for you spiritually, that enhances you, that works with you. Regardless of whether it's Don Miguel or it's somebody else that you want to reach out and study or maybe attend one of their works, a workshop from one of these great leaders, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, whoever it may be, wherever your path is taking you. Maybe it's taking you down a wonderful Christian path and, you know, working with Jesus and being one with him and in those beliefs. That does something for your spirit in a good and positive way. Well, you know, by golly, do that. Follow that and take that in your heart and let that be your truth, you know. So much of those teachings are wonderful and they are really good. They've been around for a long time, you know. So that's always part of this. There you go. So I want to talk a little bit more on that. Well, maybe not. I think I want to move on to another topic over here. There's something that I read just the other day, and I thought it was really super cool. Sal Williams, as a matter of fact, who had written this, and let me see if I can just read this to you really, really quick. It's really, really sweet and it has so much different meanings within meanings, if you will. But it talks about a kiss. That's what it is. It's just about a kiss, you know. And he uses that not just sort of as a metaphor for more than that. But let me read this to you, and let me see what you all think about this. And it goes like this. Have you ever lost yourself in a kiss? I mean a pure psychedelic inebriation. Not just lustful petting, but transcendental and metamorphosis yourself into becoming aware that the greatness of all beings was breathing into you. A kiss that takes you from where you are right now. A kiss that confirms that the universe is aligned, that the world's greatest resource is love, and that maybe even that God is a woman. Isn't that a great thought? With or without a belief in God, a kiss, and all kisses, are metaphors decipherable by allocation of time, circumstance, and understanding. You see, for me, that just is the essence of what love is right there, you know, when you are with somebody and it transcends all your awareness of the now, the moment, today, and takes you into that place that is beyond. You know, he talks about that purely psychedelic inebriation. Can a kiss do that to you? Can a kiss take you from the place that you are right now and take you into a new universe? Something you could not have possibly experienced without that wonderful kiss? Can just one kiss help you to transcend all earthly problems, all your thoughts, all your negativity? Can one kiss confirm that the universe is in alignment with everything? And that the greatest resource that we have on this planet is love? Is that the power of one kiss, truly? Can that be true? And that maybe that God is even a woman? Could that be true? Why not, huh? Why not? I believe a kiss could do that. I believe a kiss can be just a metaphor. And no more than that. You know? And then more than that. A kiss can mean so many different things. It just depends, like you were saying, you know, it's decipherable by the allocation of time, the circumstance, and the understanding, you know. And for me, that sort of means, it also implies that it depends on who you get the kiss from, right? If I get a kiss from my mother, from my loving mother, and she's giving me a big hug and stuff, you know, that has one meaning for me. It can take me to a place of comfort. It can take me in a place where I feel that mother's love again, you know. And then, of course, a kiss from a dear friend, you know, what kind of a meaning does that have? Where does that take me? Where does it take you, you know? And then, you know, you have that higher kissing, you know, when you kiss somebody that you're in deeply in love with, that you deeply care about, you know, and what does that do to you? Where does that take you? And is there anybody out there who's never experienced anything like this at all? A kiss is just a kiss. You know, it's the pressing of flesh. We can get all scientific about it. You know, yeah. Is a kiss just a kiss? Is a kiss more than that? Huh. Do you hold yourself back from kissing some people sometimes? Or even embracing them or hugging them? Is that part of the reality of who you are? I don't know. There's a possibility that is there, that there may be even more, that you can express yourself in a more loving and kinder way, even with the person that you have been with for 10, 14, 20, 30 years, 40 years. Can you take this moment today and go to that person that you love so dearly that you have in your life and go and give them a kiss that comes from the heart, deep within the heart, and embrace them? Well, no words need to be said. Just give them a really big, wonderful kiss. And if you don't feel anything inside of you after that, you know, look in them. See if it changed them in any way. See what it does for them. Yeah. Wow. It can be a wonderful thing like that. It sure can. You know? Well, folks, you know, I've got just about a minute and a half here left. or 90 seconds, as I've just been told. And I got to tell you, I really enjoy being here with you and chit-chatting a few of these little muses that I've had in my mind and my heart. And I believe I will be here next week also, and looking forward to talking with all of you then at that time. Isn't much else that I want to cover in about a minute and stuff, but I thank you all very much for your time, for listening, and for those of you that listen to us later at some other time in your busy schedule, that all of you feel the blessings of whatever source is for you, universe, God, whatever you call it, however you treat it. May it embrace you, hold you, and give you the strength and courage to be able to take you through your days and through your weeks as you transcend this beautiful thing we call life and walk in compassion with one another and having compassion for yourself as well. Remember those things to be very important and to hold that as your truth, you know. And, you know, maybe there isn't a place in your time and in your schedule to be able to do big things for others. But maybe you can go and just smile to people. Just give them a smile. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.